Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
You can assist me with a charge on my checking account that I didn't make. Now, I called on Sunday, and I talked to one of your representatives, and they said that they took money out in February and March at the amount of $49.89. They said they did not take money out in January. Now, the February and March is supposed to be reimbursed to me, but the January charge of January 24th, they said they didn't get, and they did get. It's on my bank statement, and I checked with my bank.
All righty. And may I start out by getting your zip code, please?
63033.
And I do thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Enberg, E-N-B-E-R-G.
All righty, and I thank you for that. And Ms. Carol, for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
3399 Dunn Road, apartment 107, Florissant, Missouri, 63033.
All righty, and give me 1 second for that, please, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I do see that you were canceled out of this. And they did say they you asking for a refund of all the months. They refund you for, they refunded you full for February, and they gave you a 50% refund for January.
No, no, this is a trap. No, they were supposed to give me all my money back for February and March. Now they told me they did not get a January payment because my bank blocked it. No, my bank did not block it. I want all my money back.
Well,
I don't even know who this company is. I know nothing about it. I don't even know how I got wrapped up in this.
Give me 1 second, please, Ms. Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do see that you just recently called in. Am I correct?
Yeah, I called Sunday.
Yes. And these are, well, the reason it was done that, because it did state that these charges that you had made a dispute of these charges with your bank. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, something crashed.
I'm sorry. Did you actually dispute these charges with your bank?
Did I what?
Did you actually have a dispute with these charges with your bank? Did you dispute these charges with your financial institute?
Yeah, I called them, and they gave me your number and told me to get it straight with you.
Yes, ma'am. And then what they notated on this account, you just spoke with the, this was a supervisor, and they did notate on this account that the only way that you could receive a refund is that you would have to call back with the bank on the line before they could actually refund you anything on that, because the charge was placed in the dispute. And we cannot refund anything that has already been disputed by the bank.
My bank didn't make any dispute on this.
Well, I'm seeing what this person, the agent, wrote down, and this agent is a supervisor. So the only thing
doesn't matter if he's a supervisor. I didn't. My bank just gave me your telephone number and told me to call you. Then I got my statements. They don't get involved in this.
Well, they did notate on the account that they would not be able to refund that transaction, and the customer needed to call back with their bank. So once they put that on the account, Ms. Carol, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do unless you call back with the bank.
They're not going to do that. This is a scam out of this world. I never signed up for this.
And I do apologize for that.
Well, you know, if you can't do anything about it, it's no good. I'm out $150 for what? Nothing. Nothing. I don't even know who you people are.
And I do apologize for that, but they did make a notation on the account. And when those notations are made, then there's nothing I can do without a bank being on the line.
Where did she get that information from?
I have no idea. When you just recently called in, the agent actually notated this on the account.
Well, that's not true, because I never said that. I said I contacted my bank, and they gave me your telephone number.
Okay.
That's all I said, so she's lying.
And I'm sorry about that. I do apologize for that.
Okay, so when do I get my money back?
You would have to,
I shouldn't have to touch the account,
Miss Carol. If you understand it, I cannot touch the account. The only way the account can be refunded, if you have to get your bank on the line, and you would have to call back with them on the line to actually get a refund. It's notated in the account, and I can't do anything about the refund.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get my money to begin with? This is what I'd like to know. I never signed up for this.
Well, ma'am, it seems like you actually entered into a contest to actually win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
That's not what it said.
And it automatically enrolled you into a meal planning app once you entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner. So
that's
what you were entered into.
That's more scam. No, I'm going to raise 10 kinds of hell over this. I will get my money back. This is nothing but a scam.
And I do understand that, ma'am, but as I said, the notation of the account, I cannot touch the account until the bank is
right. Right, this is a bunch of bullshit.